following program was pre-recorded. To ask a question on the air, call 1-800-229-3000 Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Welcome to New Life Live, the premier place to receive free advice from Christian psychologists and counselors for the mental, emotional, relational, and spiritual challenges you face. Since 1988, we've offered compassionate responses that combine God's truth with proven psychological principles to guide you toward healing. Our phone lines are open. Call us now at 1-800-229-3000.
Well, hello. Welcome to New Life Live. I'm Brian. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours that we're in the studio. And if you're tired of toxic relationships, guess what? So are we. And we want to help you take the first step towards safe and healthy relationships. Call us right now at 1-800-229-3000. And we're here to help you today. We've got Doctor of Marriage and Family Therapist Sherry Denham Keffer. Hi, Sherry.
Well, hey. Great to be with you both today.
Yes. And clinical psychologist Dr. Alice Benton. Hello, Alice. What's on your mind to get us going?
How do you get breakthrough from unhealthy, even dangerous habits, attitudes, or behaviors? I worked with a client once who had explosive anger, so explosive that everyone was frightened of this person. And this client used alcohol and self-harm to try to manage the anger, really to try to protect the people in the family and in the community. Self-harm was a way to turn the anger and violence inward rather than outward. So it actually, there was good motivation, there was good desire and purpose in the behaviors. And this client could not get change despite a whole lot of time on the knees in prayer. What's your unhealthy habit that you can't overcome? Or what's your family member's unhealthy habit that they can't overcome? Is it also substance use? Is it vaping? I'm hearing from so many adolescents who are turning to vaping as a way to calm themselves and energize themselves. Is it screen addiction, sexual integrity, overeating? Well, God's solution and his great antidote is confession. James 5:16, confess your sins to one another so that you can pray for one another and be healed. Confession, not just to God, but also to other people, is where we really see the change process launch off. With that client I was discussing, I was so honored to be a part of that person making confessions to almost all the people in the inner circle that had been hurt by that explosive anger, that had been terrified by the self-harm and the alcohol use. And as those confessions continued, change grew within the client, but also within the family and the community. Because change, starting with confession, then dovetails into greater awareness, both of how my behavior affects the people around me. And if I can know, oh, you're afraid of me? I didn't know that. Well, I can actually have some compassion and empathy for you. Compassion and empathy keep motivating a person to change. Receiving mercy and forgiveness is one of the ways that a soul who's been injured and angry and afraid is just bathed in comfort. And when we get that right kind of comfort, again, we want to change. So all this really has to be paired with grace. And one confession alone is not enough. But if confession is followed by a structured change process, like our therapy that we provide at New Life, like our intensives, if it's combined with accountability and loving community, then a person can change entirely and become the man or woman God created them to be.
Sherry, any thoughts?
Yeah, I was just thinking about the power of confession. You know, as I was listening to you, Alice, it's a form of ownership. It's somebody taking that step to say, I am owning the harm that I've done to you and to me. And there's something about when we take something out of the dark, even though this person, they weren't in the dark doing it. They were doing it out loud. But that step of confession where they hear themselves and they go, wow, I'm really hurting me and I'm hurting you and I don't want to do this anymore. Wow, that's the first step of change.
There's blessing in confessing, and we can talk about that for the next 2 hours here on New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000.
Hi, it's Becky Brown, and I want to tell you about our upcoming webinar, From Pain to Peace. Have you ever experienced betrayal through a spouse, a partner, a parent, or friend, or someone you deeply trusted? Betrayal cuts to the core, leaving emotional wounds that impact your identity, your relationships, and your faith. But you can heal. You can rebuild trust and regain your sense of safety and self-worth. This live event will walk you through the pain and into healing. It's hosted by myself, Becky Brown, and presented by licensed marriage and family therapist, Laura Manja McDonald. Laura will present for about an hour, and then we'll have a time of Q&A.
The From Pain to Peace Healing After Betrayal webinar is Thursday evening, February 26th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go online to newlife.com. Break free from trauma and emotional confusion and take real steps towards restoration. 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We would love to pray for you here at New Life. We've got a way to send us your prayer requests on the New Life website. Just click Contact Us in the footer at newlife.com. 1-800-229-3000 is our number, Alice?
Well, Brian, many of our callers tell us we are the first people they were able to confess to, that we might be their safe people. So if you have something hanging over in you and you want to call in today and start your change process, confess with us first.
Yep. And we got 2 hours to do it. So call in. Let's start our time on the phones with Teresa in Texas, who's watching us on YouTube. So let's wave hi to Teresa. Thank you for calling 1-800-229-3000.
Hello. I'm calling for a friend. She's going to listen in now or maybe later. I listen all the time. So here, I jotted down everything I needed to say. So she got a call from her attorney. She recently filed for divorce after 14 years. And so she's having all these mixed emotions that kind of surface now that the papers are going to be served. And so here's what I jotted down she wanted you to know, is that she's been married 14 years. It'll be 14 years actually in July. Her husband has been in a relationship with another woman for several years. Financially, he's not contributed to the household minimally. Has he done anything? Recently, the boat and storage has been repossessed. He's put down, physically talks about her sometimes, physically about her appearance. And then, so he is, like, they met after she left college. So her whole adulthood, they dated 7 years, been married almost 14. So that's all she knows, right? And he won't go to counseling. He's currently asking for money. He's a contractor, so, you know, work is slow, and he's asking for money. They've not been intimate in over a year and a half. And so they only communicate via text. She moved out. She's staying with a friend of hers, and they communicate via text over the past month. She hadn't talked to him on the phone. It's been like a month and a half. She hadn't seen him at all, but they mostly communicate via text. Now, this is what I had for them, and then for her, some info on her. These are the quotes that some of the things she said. She's annoyed with herself for tolerating certain behavior for so long. She's not the man she married. She says she's feeling guilty, overwhelmed, and sad, and been stressed for several years. And that she's kind of looking forward to the weight of being lifted off her shoulder through the divorce. And some of the things I thought she said that was kind of important, that she's never made a major decision. This is like one of the last things she said to me before we got off the line, and I've been, you know, trying to get her to call. But she said that she's never made a major decision for herself. Someone else always made the decision. She was a competitive, she was in competitive sport growing up since like age six and even into college. So be it her parents or her college coaches made major decisions for her life. And then her, you know, soon after, about 2 months after leaving college, she moved back home and she met her husband. And so she said this is the first time that she's made a decision for herself. And it makes me want to cry because I love her so dearly and I'm proud of her. And And she says that she's just always been done what she was told.
Yeah.
And that she's feeling the motion. So the question, I know you guys always ask the question. And so we kind of narrowed it down to a couple of questions. So one of the questions is, she had three. One, of course, is it normal to feel the doubt and second guess herself about to enter marriage? Is she doing the right thing? Because he is not willing to, he doesn't want to go to counseling. He doesn't want to do anything. He's saying all the right things via text that, you know, I love you and all these things.
Mm.
And then her question was how to remain firm when communicating and strong and firm when communicating with them. Because, you know, they'll have to make decisions about the house because she moved out. She's still in the, he's still in the house.
Yeah. Sherry, where would you begin?
Wow, Teresa. You did a good job, by the way, for this precious friend of yours. First off, she's doing the right thing. This is, you know, I know you said he is a contractor, but I think he has been a con man for some time with her.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I say that? Well, because he's been deceptive for so long. He's been sexually deceptive. He's had a long-term affair. And so it makes sense to me why your friend has been so stressed and distressed for the last several years, because she's been living with somebody who has a double life financially, right? This boat and all that storage is going to be repossessed. He's been financially irresponsible with her and for himself. And so what does that mean? That means he doesn't have integrity. He doesn't have financial integrity. He doesn't have relational integrity. And this is the cookie. Okay, this is what I think is hooking your friend. So in a text message, when he says, "I love you," like, do you know, that is just so easy for a contractor con man to say, because he's trying to keep her hooked so that he can get further into his lifestyle, where he's already been having an affair for long term. This is a long term affair. So
yeah,
he's just basically holding on to your friend in order to establish more of his life separate from her. But he's got it good. I mean, he's got the house, he's got the girl, he's doesn't have to pay his bills, and he's got her hooked.
Mm-hmm.
So I want her to hear me, and I hope you can encourage her. She needs to unhook, because she has been the engine and he's been on the caboose dragging this train into more demise for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so unhooking from somebody who's been using her, it's a big step. And there's a lot of fear because, like you said, she's never made a big decision on her own. And you know what I wondered when you were talking about how people made decisions for her? There's another part of being a player for all those years since she was 6 years old on competitive sports. I'm just imagining all these coaches that have been speaking into her life, parents telling her what she needs to do to perform better and, you know, whatever sport she was in, like, come on, do this or that or, you know. But you know what also we're afraid of when we've got all these voices telling us what we need to do to get better, to perfect that, hone that skill? We're afraid of making a mistake.
Yeah.
It's not that other people have made decisions for her only, but I think it does something because we're afraid of making a mistake. And so you second guess yourself because, you know, you don't want to fail. You don't want to do it imperfectly. You don't want to, you know, you want to stay in the game. Like, you're committed. And athletes they're tough people. They have to have this incredible tenacity and resilience. You know, when you're up against hard, you have to make, you know, do things. But I just think there's a vulnerability in not being able to just let go and let the game fail. Just count it a loss, my dear. Count it a loss and count it an opportunity for you to get free for the first time in a long time. But you're making the right decision, and I'm proud of you, just like your friend Teresa's proud of you. I'm proud of you. It's a big decision, but I think you're on the right road.
Alice?
Teresa, I think your friend's emotions are completely normal, especially given what she's gone through and how she grew up. Some concerns I have are certainly that he's asking her for money. Whew.
I thought of that, too, with the text message. Oh. I love you. P.S. Send money. Uh-huh. I mean, is that what it is?
I mean, what do con men do?
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can get some money. It's like a panhandler, right?
Yes. So I hope your friend sets up an accountability system with you and other safe women in her life that if he asks for anything, probably the answer should always be no, but she should also vet any of that with you all first before she agrees to anything with him. I think she has an atrophied decision-making muscle, and it's going to take working that muscle out, practicing making decisions with safe sisters around her who are helping guide her but letting her make the decisions, and that will strengthen her ability to stand strong against him. I do think it's right to move towards a divorce, and it's biblical. Because this is one of those situations where if a husband is abandoning a woman and he's having an affair, those are the two situations where God says, yes, divorce is permissible. And the better option than remaining with this evil being perpetrated against her. The Bible does tell us to address that perpetrator with a witness. And it sounds like she's done all of the steps already, but I would just have her prayerfully consider, has she done that? Has she had somebody else also point out to him what he's doing and what's wrong with it? Other than that, I would say getting those sisters around her and strengthening her decision-making muscle.
Yeah. What do you think, Teresa? Is this going to help?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in today to New Lifeline.
And you know, Teresa, you might think about, as a dear friend of hers, getting her a copy of my book, Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal. Like, you can order that through us. You can get it on Amazon, however you want to do it. But you could do that and send it to her. There's so many chapters in there that I think will empower her. One of them, the chapter's called No is a Complete Sentence, and it's all about boundaries. And when you've been betrayed and you're being used, and like Dr. Alice said, asked for money, she needs to know how to lay down a hard line. And so gift her with that book, and I think it will be a good resource for her.
Yep. It's called Intimate Deception by Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer, and it's available for purchase in the newlife.com store. 1-800-229-3000 is the number to call us today. And now we're going to talk to Ellarine in Birmingham, Alabama, who listens to us on the New Life podcast. Yes, we're available as a podcast. In case you can't watch us or listen to us on the radio, you can catch the podcast afterwards. Hi there, Ellarine.
Hi, good afternoon.
Thanks for calling in today. What's going on?
Yeah, thank you all for taking my call. I just wanted to ask this question because I've been listening to see if anyone else will ask it so I could get the answer without having to call.
Nope, Ellarine. It's you who's got to call.
And guess what? We would have never had a chance to meet you you didn't call.
Right.
So this is our blessing today.
That's right. And everyone else listening and watching who's like wondering, hoping that someday somebody will call in with their question. Not going to happen. You better call right now. 1-800-229-3000. Go ahead, Ellarine.
Okay. So I was a child that came from abandonment. And just a slight little bit background to show you why I'm enjoying where I am right now. Abusers, just one narcissist after the other. So I've gotten to this place now where my children are grown and gone, and I'm so alone. In the beginning, it felt weird, like I felt lost. Like, I've been a mother, I've been a wife, but now it happened that I am so loving the alone life. I am pampering myself, just enjoying my own company, listening to my podcast, and just spending time with the Lord. It's so serene that I am scared to lose that. So my question is this a normal place to be, or is it just for a time?
Or is it just what? A normal place to be, or?
Is it a season?
A season. Got it.
That is a great question. You're right. I don't think we've ever had that before, at least not in the year since I've been here. So this is good. Ellarine, give us a few minutes to discuss, and then we'll come back to you with your with the answer. And everyone else, we're going to be in the studio for the next hour and a half plus. So call in to 1-800-229-3000. We cannot wait to speak with you today. So call in. We want to talk on New Life Live.
Here at New Life, we want you to have transformation. And so we have created the New Life courses, and you meet weekly on Zoom with a coach or counselor. You're going to have teaching as well as that group connection, because we know how powerful that is. We hear that all the time about our intensives, that they love the information, but the group process is so powerful. And many of you have been hesitant to participate because you're not sure, you know, the timing, the price. The New Life courses are going to meet you right at that area of need. Every week, you're meeting on Zoom with that therapist. You're going over the concepts as well as connecting as a group. It is so powerful, and it's accessible. Wherever you are, you're going to be able to join us.
Begin your transformation January 29th with a New Life course. Lose it for life, take your life back, or healing is a choice. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Do you need help for life's hard situations?
My husband recently said he wanted a divorce.
I'm confused on what I should do.
I have an eating disorder.
New Life Live answers your questions on relationships, grief, addiction, trauma, anxiety, and much more, all from a biblical perspective with our panel of professional counselors and psychologists.
I learn a lot from your program.
You help so many people.
I appreciate your ministry.
Whether you listen or watch, there are so many ways to connect with us to ask our panel of counselors a question. Call us Monday through Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific at 1-800-229-3000 to ask your question on New Life Live. Or go to newlife.com/radio for other ways to get your question answered.
I'm trying to find help.
I just want to know how to set boundaries.
If it's a sin, what am I supposed to do?
Need a therapist or a coach, a resource or an intensive? Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
And let's go back to Ellarine, who called in today just wondering, hey, I'm not married right now. I'm enjoying life. Is this normal? Is this just for a season? What do you guys say to Ellarine?
Well, Ellarine, it sure makes sense that you finally have peace and serenity in your home after years of dealing with very difficult and maybe even abusive people. So to be happy being alone, I get it. As you're asking, though, should this just be for a season, I am curious. Are people around you, people who love you, expressing concern that you're too isolated?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they think I have too much to offer to not want a relationship again.
And who are the people that express that to you?
A lot of females. And a friend of mine, she had similar experience with the narcissist, the church narcissist bed.
And with all the ways people have hurt you, what kind of recovery work or structured professional help have you received to heal some of those wounds?
I did counseling for about 5 years with a very, very good counselor. And I've been reading books from you guys, and I've been listening for years on your radio, mm-hmm. on the radio.
And you said you had been married. Have you been married more than once? And were the men who were romantic partners, were they all also narcissists and abusive or mistreated
yes.
you?
Yes. as I look back, the very first husband I got married at age 19, and he was 7 months older than me. I look back at that marriage and I realized he was a narcissist. That's why he cheated, and when I took my concerns to him, he would beat me up. Then, after he died, and I got away from him, I married another one, and it was like, they were all the same person, just different faces.
Yes.
And I realized after reading and studying and just being informed now that my dad was a narcissist because he was a molester. Oof. I learned from you guys that not all narcissists are pedophiles, but all pedophiles are narcissists. So my dad definitely was one, and my mom was numb, and she abandoned us. So now, for the first time in my life, I have peace. I can love me. I can be by myself and actually enjoy being by myself. I don't need texts. I don't need anyone saying, I love you. You're beautiful. Because I am an attractive woman. And I look really young for my age. So I don't need any validation. I don't need anything. It is such an awesome place to be. I get my validation from the scriptures. That I don't want this to only be a season.
Yeah. Sherry, what do you say?
I love what you're saying, and I, you know who you make me think about is, you make me wonder about the woman at the well, Ellerine, who, I mean, there was a lot of men that narcissistically used her, and she found herself for the first time in the presence of the first man she ever met, which was Jesus, who was very safe, and he knew all about her, and she knew that in their dialogue. Like, if you read the, it's the longest story in the whole Bible, is the woman at the well. Like, you know, God gave that woman more landscape in the Bible than any other story. But, 'cause I think there's so much power in it, but he saw her. He loved her. And the very reflection of the fact that he knew her and loved her just for who she was, she'd never had that before. Because he was helping her see herself. And I honestly think you're somewhat like her. For the first time in your life, you're seeing yourself and you're realizing how lovable and worthy you are of time, attention, and safety. And I love the ancient Hebrew word for peace. If you go back in ancient Hebrew and look at the, it was written more like hieroglyphics or Egyptian or Chinese. The word pictures, there were little word pictures and then meanings. The word peace means to destroy the authority that establishes chaos. And I feel like, Ellerine, you are in, you're in life right now, not a season, but you're in life and you've made a big turn and you are destroying the authority that established chaos. And you're saying, I am for the first time loving myself. Now, what's really funny is, do you know what, Ellerine? Do you know how uncomfortable people are when people aren't together with somebody?
Good point.
And might you just have some friends, even dear friends, that might narcissistically, I'm not saying they're narcissists, but they might have a narcissistic wish that you wouldn't, that you'd be with someone. And so now you've got this dissonance. Oh no, oh no, oh no. They're telling me I really should be with someone. I have all these traits. And I'm like, no. You get to be you. And you get to sit with who you are and enjoy where you're at. You don't have to do what somebody else says just because they're uncomfortable with you being uncoupled.
Thanks for calling us today on New Life Live.
90% of Christians have trouble with sex, have trouble with marriage, have trouble with communicating because we were not ever taught practical basic things about intimacy, about marriage, about sex. We did a huge disservice to ourselves.
When you come to intimacy in marriage, you're going to be immersed into a 3-day process.
They taught us a ton of skills about connecting, about how to really help each other to feel seen and heard.
If you've thought, I don't think we can ever change, we're just in this rut and we can't get out, the Intimacy in Marriage Workshop can help you get out of the rut.
The Intimacy in Marriage Weekend is February 13th to the 15th in Orange County, California. Register online at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and use the code NLL for a discount. 1-800-639-5433.
I think if everyone came earlier rather than later, they could save themselves years of misery and misunderstanding.
There's a place where real healing begins, where truth meets grace, and where transformation starts. New Life Recovery Groups offers a Christ-centered, supportive community for growth, healing, and restoration. Built on a proven 12-step foundation and grounded in biblical truth, these groups help bring clarity, accountability, and lasting hope for those who are ready for change. And when deeper personal guidance is needed, one-on-one coaching and counseling are available, walking with you every step of the way. Here, lives are renewed, stories are rewritten, and hope is restored. You're not alone. You're not judged. You're welcomed into a community that believes God is still at work in your story. Take the next step toward healing. Join a New Life Recovery Group today, online or in person. Visit newlife.com/groups or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Find healing, find community, find new life.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Let's go back to Ellarine now. She's on the phone with us, speaking with Doctors Sherry Denham Keffer and Alice Benton. You still with us, Ellarine?
I am.
All right.
What is your reaction to what Sherry's been saying to you?
Oh, I was just in tears because it is so true. Mm. He saw me. He saw my brokenness. He saw everything, and he still loved me. When I met with the Lord. And he loved me, and he says I am precious. And he knows every hair on my head, the number of them. And I was a thought in his mind even before I was a thought in my parents' mind. Uh-huh. He fashioned me and he made me. And I'm learning that for the first time in my life.
Yes, and you're believing
and
it now.
I'm believing yes. it now. It's not like it's new to the hearing, but I can receive it and believe it now.
Yeah, you're feeling it. You're feeling it. And having been abandoned as a little kid, did your dad molest you or someone else?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All of us.
Oh, sweetheart. Yeah, so, you know, you think about how unsafe you were in with your dad to have him molest you and your siblings, and he was the first man in your life and wasn't unsafe. And so that impacts a human being, impacts you as a female. And I know there's a lot of women right now listening to mm-hmm. you as you're sharing with us, Ellarine. And this is why, you know, I'm glad you called, is because you've just given a whole bunch of people, whether they're men or women who've been molested, hope that they can someday, like you, find peace in their own presence and find peace with God. And a lot of people run. They run. They're trying to run away from the past and the hurt, and you're settling into this really sweet season of loving yourself and being loved by God. And I just know you're a hope giver for that. So thank you.
And your body.
And just to add to the listener hearing this, is every abuse you can think of, I've been through it.
Wow.
Your body and soul need rest. So this is a time of rest, and we can't know how long it will last. But there is a problem in isolation. You are a life giver. We're feeling it. Sherry and I were commenting on it when we were in the break. Just your voice, your intonation, you give life and grace to the people around you. And I think your well-meaning friends.
That's what people tell me.
Exactly. They see that.
Women hug me every day. And all I do is touch them and pick their hair, make them look beautiful. And they just said this is just healing for them. So I feel like I don't need a lover to give back.
That's exactly right. And we are built for community. And so your friends and God hope you'll share that gift you have, the love you have, with other people. But it doesn't have to be in another marriage. So don't feel hurried into that. But I would have you ask, God, where and with whom do you want me to share my talents, my love, and my peace? Because other people need that, too, from you. I hope you'll share it. You did with us.
Yeah, and a lot of people listening today.
Yep. What about the Bible verse that says, it is not good for man to be alone? Now, of course, Ellarine's a woman, but the same principle could apply. People might be thinking, well, wait a minute. Isn't there that one special someone for everybody? We should be encouraging Ellarine to not want to just be in this season of singleness, but she should be out there and looking for someone else.
And what you say to the Apostle Paul? What do you say to Jesus who walked the earth? Like, I mean, I really want you to think about that, because I think a lot of us have anxiety when there's an amazing human being that is a lover that is okay being uncoupled. And why does that create anxiety in us? I think it forces us to really look at ourselves, because Apostle Paul had a ministry. In fact, a number of the disciples had a ministry. Mary Magdalene. I mean, think about those that ran with Jesus. I think Peter, wasn't he the only one that was actually coupled? I'm trying to think.
I think that we know of directly.
Yeah. And so think about that. There was definitely a mission and purpose and a full life and as being a follower. And so, yeah, I think we need to just give people space to find their own way. And it doesn't mean you have to be in a relationship to have a full, a lover, to be coupled, to be married, to have a wonderful, loving, full life of caring for others.
But then there's people who just feel they haven't come to that place like Ellarine. So let's talk to them right now and just show them that it's and we have been for the last few minutes, but just show them that they don't have to just run from one person to the other. I knew someone years ago who was like that, always seemed to have a new boyfriend every month kind of thing. And then two or three marriages that ended in divorce. And it has been years, probably a decade, since she's even dated anybody. And now, guess what? She's found someone, and it looks like they're getting married later this year. But she took that time to just kind of walk away and just, you know what? I'm just going to focus on other things right now. It's okay to do that.
If we struggle to be content alone and we think a relationship will solve that, I think that's misdirection. And it may feel like it solves it temporarily, but in the long term, it doesn't tend to. So to be able to be content alone with friends, with other people around, but outside of romantic relationship, makes it more likely that eventual romantic relationship will be successful.
Very good. Ellarine, thanks for calling us today here on New Life Live at 1-800-229-3000. We're going to be in the studio for the rest of this hour and next. So give us a call if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube right now. The number's right there on the bottom of your screen. You can call in, too. We love that you guys chat amongst each other there in the little chat. But we'd love for you to chat with us at 1-800-229-3000. And when individuals and families reach out to New Life searching for answers, healing, and the reassurance that they are not alone, it's your financial partnership that allows us to meet them where they are and provide real solutions. We are so thankful, whether you give online at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or by texting NLM to 28950. And remember, your generosity changes lives. Another thing thing we want to talk about is the Intimacy and Marriage Intensive that is happening in just a few weeks in Orange County, California. Valentine's Day weekend of all dates, February 13th through the 15th. Come on out for this, just this time for your marriage to be edified, encouraged. And some people, your marriage does not have to be on the brink of divorce to benefit from the Intimacy in Marriage Intensive. You could be having the best time of your life. You might also be engaged, about to pop the question, or you've already popped the question. You're going to be getting married later this year. Maybe that friend that I was talking about can attend this with her fiance. But again, it's just so... it's just what couples need to kind of get unstuck from, you know, maybe having a roommate relationship where you've been married for decades and now it seems things are just, you hardly see each other. You're like two ships passing in the night, and you're okay with that. Like the call that we had earlier from this case, they're already separated, but it's just text messages back and forth. It's not supposed to be that way, right?
And you're right, Brian, that our intensive helps marriages that are teetering into divorce, and it can help the best marriages get an upgrade. So it's for the entire spectrum of how well or how poorly you feel like you're doing in your marriage.
Yeah. So come on out. It's Valentine's Day weekend in Orange County, California. We've got a early bird discount set up. If you sign up by this Friday, January 30th, we can get you that discount. So do it right now while it's fresh on your mind. Don't put it off. You'll forget later. Just call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to our website, newlife.com. We would love to help you with cutting through these surface level fixes and getting to the heart of what is dividing you guys. In just 3 days, while working with licensed Christian counselors, you'll gain new understanding, learn practical biblical tools, and begin to experience renewed spiritual, emotional, and physical intimacy. You can get all the details and register at newlife.com. And again, it's about all kinds of intimacy. You hear the word intimacy in marriage, you might be thinking about physical intimacy. No, there's so much more to a marriage than that. So let us help you. Call in to 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com to get all the details about intimacy and marriage, and then sign up. And if you know someone who's getting married, encourage them to attend this. Maybe you can gift it to them. You can say, hey, I'm going to pay. And you weren't sure what to get them as a wedding present? Well, send them to Intimacy and Marriage. That might help immensely. Again, go to newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you want to talk to Drs. Alice Benton and Sherry Denham Keffer, there's still time, plenty of time. We're going to be in the studio for another hour after this one's complete. So call in to 1-800-229-3000.
My husband addicted to pornography for the majority of our marriage. I was very isolated and didn't really know which way to turn.
If you've been affected by betrayal, an emotional or physical affair, or pornography, the Restore Intensive will equip you with support and tools to help you through.
I went to the Restore Conference, which seems to be the missing puzzle piece where I was able to find my voice.
When two people want to do their part, we can be restored. But if they don't, we are not stuck because someone else made a decision. God lets us weigh in on how we want to walk out our lives.
The Restore Intensive is coming to Dallas, Texas, March 6th to the 8th. Register online at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Enter the code NLL for a discount.
I'm navigating my world now. It feels so wonderful.
I had a great experience at Restore.
1-800-NEW-LIFE and the discount code NLL. For over 35 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addiction, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
I found a counselor through New Life Ministries, and it's just been outstanding.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first steps toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door for a better tomorrow.
To get someone that's competent, that's good at what they do, it's been like day and night compared to what I've had before.
Call 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
So we know that you may not be able to call in when we're here in the studio, so we've set up a couple of other ways for you to get your question to us. You can leave us a voicemail or you can send us an email, and all the instructions on how to do that are on our website. We've dedicated a page to it. It's newlife.com/radio. So go there to find out how to send us an email or a voicemail. If you can't call in, like you can right now, to 1-800-229-3000. Here's a question that was sent in to us from Pat in Connecticut. The question is, what can we do for our 6-year-old grandson who has lost family members? I have a 6-year-old grandson that has been showing more and more signs of unresolved trauma, says Pat. A little backstory, his grandmother on his father's side died of cancer 2.5 years ago. Then a year later, his grandfather on his mother's side, whom he was very close to, was killed tragically. His mom talks to him about it regularly, and he seemed to be doing okay and taking it all fairly well. But as of late, he talks about death many times a day. He's also mentioned that he wants to die so that he can see Grandpa again. He's been acting out, lying, and stealing little things such as candy that he can't have. He's been seeing a counselor that the school provides, but it doesn't seem to be enough. Pat asks, what would you suggest? It's heartbreaking to see this sweet little boy like this, and we feel like it'll only get worse if it isn't addressed. Man, that is so tough. What do you guys say to Pat?
I applaud the mother who's talking about these things openly, because our mistake is to think, if I bring this up and he's doing well, I might make it worse. But rather, making it a very permissible topic, saying that feeling sad, feeling angry, feeling scared, any of these things are okay and they're normal. Normalizing the feelings and the talk make it safe for the 6-year-old to discuss it. And so having an agreement between the grandparents and the mother, making sure that that's okay with the mom, that would be, I think, the best grandparent approach, having some child books that talk about death, that talk about heaven, even watching age-appropriate movies that can just help elicit thoughts on the topic is good. If the school counselor's work seems insufficient, then I would search out a specialist within our network for grief and recovery, especially to include family therapy and some extended family therapy. If you grandparents are in the child's life on a regular basis, then you can get on the same strategies about how to both handle his struggling emotions, but also his negative behavior. He's acting out, which is normal. But we want to meet that acting out with a lot of love and understanding and consistent discipline.
Sherry.
I hear a lot of trauma. And like a little guy who's trying to hold on to something so no one can take it away from him. Like, even with the candy that he's stealing, I always say this, right? I always say the phrase that I believe that all behavior is purposeful. So if I will just kind of get into helicopter view and begin to look at what the behavior is that he's actually doing, it has a purpose to it. So he's lost both grandfathers. Tragic, quick losses, didn't have a chance. And at 6 years old in the stage of development, if you go into Erikson's stage of development, it's a time in life where a 6-year-old is becoming less egocentric, like self-focused, and they're actually starting to look at the world. They actually are starting to understand for the first time cause and effect. Like, he's right there at that developmental stage. Well, cause and effect. Cause and effect is I lost 2 grandparents. Effect, they're tragically, my grandpa died. Okay, cause and effect. Okay, then I want to die. Because then I can be with them. Do you see how his brain is really trying to figure out how he can be with them again? Mm-hmm. In his own little mind. I think the candy, again, is reflective of I'm taking something and I'm going to hide it. And I don't want you to take it away. Mm-hmm. He's trying to hold on to something. Mm-hmm. He's not being a bad kid. He's actually trying to get through this tragic loss. And so I love the fact that you as parents are beginning to notice early on that this school therapist, and I love school therapists, you know, but like you said, Dr. Ellis, I think he needs a specialist, and I would actually recommend that you see if there is someone on in our group or someone through Emendria, emdria.org. I would have you find an EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing child therapist who's closest to you, who is a consultant or certified in working with your son. Because there needs to be somebody that is going to get really deep into his heart to help him cathartically process what's got him stuck. And I know there's a lot of kiddos that have loss like this, and they move them through the stages of loss, but they do it using the EMDR, the bilateral stimulation, or even play therapy. But there's some amazing folks, and sometimes we just have to go outside of, you know, traditional school therapy, mm-hmm. to somebody who's an expert in helping your son process what he's lost.
Yeah.
It can be so startling to hear a child say he wants to die, and it might be the normal tendency to, no, you don't. Come on. No, that's not true. We want to shut that down because it's frightening and we don't know what to do with it. But allowing it to be understandable as his means of being back with the people he loves, I would be quick to listen and slow to correct that, while also asking if he has thoughts of taking his own life, because then we've got to be quick to move on that. But I'm not hearing that happening. And so also helping him to see the purpose that God still has on his life and the way that he makes the world and his family a different place will help boost the protective factors of him acting against his life.
Would it be and we don't know the situation at the home, but maybe Pat's grandson has photos of his grandparents on the wall or just somewhere. Would it be a good idea to make me take them away from him so that he, because it could be something that he walks by these photos and he sees them and then it just brings up these memories of, wow, I can't be with them.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would actually.
You wouldn't take them
I
down.
Wouldn't take him down.
Okay.
No, because then you're kind of removing him. It's more of him being submerged in the reality of him missing them. And like you said, Alice, you know, well, if you did die, you would be with them. And then what would that be like? Like, just letting him talk. Well, I get to see him again, and I get to hug him again. And I bet you really miss seeing him and hugging him. And he might even have some artifacts, or might even be something that he had with these grandparents. Like sometimes it's a fishing pole, or it's, you know, grandparents can be those. And so if there's any kind of those items that maybe would have meaning for him, those are okay to have for him to have and hold on to.
Yeah,
leaning in and towards tends to be better than avoiding and turning a blind eye.
Pat, thank you so much for sending in your question on the radio page at newlife.com. newlife.com/radio gives you the email and the voicemail number that you can call in to submit your question. But we'd love to hear from you. In fact, tell your friends. You've got someone who comes to mind right now that really needs our help. Call that person, text that person, tell them to call in. We're going to be in the studio for another hour. 1-800-229-3000 is our number. Renee and Gil will talk to you in a little bit.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To
make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. The preceding program was pre-recorded.